Man, that was really good. I enjoyed all of that. Everything was good tonight, and they have worked really hard. Now I know what all that shouting was in the basement before church between Dan and Blake. I'm just kidding. That was really good. Well, I'm going to close with some remarks, and I want to close with this question. We have been to Bethlehem tonight, and we have ridden on the Christmas Express, and our focus has been that of Christ. And I want to ask this question tonight: who is Jesus? And I want to close it with Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Who is Jesus? Isaiah tells us who that baby is in the manger that we've sung about tonight, that we've celebrated tonight. We see the fact that unto us a child is given. That's his humanity. Unto us a son is given. That's his deity. The government shall be upon his shoulder. Isaiah looked forward to a time where Jesus is ruling and reigning. But first he must rule and reign in your heart. And he says, his name shall be called. And it really answers the question, who is Jesus? His name is Wonderful. Wonderful. Everything about Jesus is wonderful. Amen? There's nothing dull about his reign. Jesus is Counselor. I thought about this. As Counselor, he has the wisdom. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. We go to him in prayer. We can talk to him. He understands. I thought about this. He is the mighty God. The mighty God. As creator. He has the power to execute his wise plans. And the God that created everything knows you and I on an individual level. The mighty God. The everlasting Father. Jesus is the Father of eternity. He is the first and last Alpha and Omega. He was alive long before he was born there in Bethlehem. He is the Prince of Peace. He came to be peace on earth, goodwill to men. You know, sin destroys peace in your heart. Sin brings chaos in our lives. Jesus came to bring peace. For as by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned, the Bible says. Jesus came to bring us that peace. Those who trust in the Lord will have that peace and win that battle in life by surrendering. This season of the year is all about celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How God came to earth, lived among us, went to the cross, perfect sacrifice for our sins, rose again. And Christmas time is the greatest season in the world to focus on that. I want to ask you a couple questions and I'll be done. Based on who Jesus is Jesus wonderful to you tonight? Is Jesus wonderful? It's a wonderful time of the year, Christmas is, all because of what Jesus did. Is Jesus your counselor? Do you know him? Do you go to him in prayer? Do you talk to him about your troubles? Is Jesus the mighty God to you? Do you believe that nothing is impossible with him? Is Jesus the everlasting Father to you? Are you thinking eternally, eternal life through him? And is Jesus the Prince of Peace in your heart? We can have peace of God and peace with God through Jesus Christ. Maybe you're here tonight and you don't know about the person that the choir sung about and the kids' choir sung about and the play was about tonight. Maybe you don't know that, Jesus. I want to invite you tonight. Have the courage to come to me in the lobby. Come to one of us. We can take a Bible and show you tonight how you can know Christ as your personal Savior. Maybe you're here tonight and you know him. And you just, maybe your focus hasn't been on Christ like it should. We talked about this morning in our service about losing sight of Christ. Maybe that's you tonight. I challenge you this evening to rededicate your life. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for everything we had this evening, this celebration of the birth of Christ. We thank you so much for him. Thank you for that gift that you gave us. I think about John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave. You gave us We were lost without hope. We thank you for giving us Christ this evening. And thank you for the opportunity we can just take some time out of our day and sing about him and enjoy him through this Christmas celebration. Lord, I pray that you'd be with hearts tonight, be with each and every family. I pray you help them. And I pray, Lord, that you would bless us as we go our separate ways here in a little bit. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.